Learned Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learned Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Democrats controlling the Senate are planning to try to pass a standalone measure to increase the government's borrowing cap. A spokesperson for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the measure could be unveiled as early as today, setting the table for a test vote later this week. The measure is expected to provide enough borrowing room to last beyond next year's election, which means it will likely permit $1 trillion or more in new borrowing above the current $16.7 trillion debt ceiling. USDA has confirmed it will not publish its crop production and supply and demand reports on Friday. It's unclear if the agency will issue an October report later in the month if Congress ends the shutdown soon, or if they'll skip the October report entirely. The November reports are set for release on the 8th. A lack of rain stymied soybean planting in Mato Grosso last week, but field work forged ahead in Paraná. Rainfall was sparse and irregular over Brazil's number one soy-producing state of Mato Grosso. As a result, just 3% of the state's projected soybean area was planted as of Friday. That's behind the 6% that was registered at the same stage last year. In contrast, heavy rains last week allowed soybean planting to accelerate in western Paraná. Field work covered 10% of the state's projected area as of Friday, ahead of the 7% registered at the same time a year ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 14,824, is down 27 points. The NASDAQ 3200 is down 5, and the S&P 500 is 1666, down 1.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Leonard.
These forecasts across the Midwest continues to look drier after all the big rains that occurred during the weekend. Some of the rainfall that occurred in the past few days was impressive, especially in some areas like southern Indiana and northwestern Kentucky, where the Louisville area saw more than 7 inches of rain, and quite a few locations along the common border there saw between 3 and about 5 inches. The precipitation will certainly set back field work in that particular area for a while, but it was not representative of the Corn Belt as a whole. Most of the precipitation that occurred during the last 2 or 3 days was lighter than that, with some exceptions. Portions of Ohio saw some 1 to 2.5 inch amounts. There was a few locations, a few counties, if you will, in southern portions of Michigan that also had some heavier amounts of precipitation according to Doppler radar. A few areas across the southern and east central portions of Iowa, as well as from southeastern Minnesota into west central Wisconsin, and then up across parts of the Dakotas. Well, most of this heavier rainfall will see to it that field work is not allowed to advance very well for the next day or two, but really it's only the southern Indiana and northwestern Kentucky area and maybe a few areas in Ohio that are going to be wet for a long enough period of time to delay field work for a bit longer. The areas in central Illinois and northeastern Missouri, maybe extreme southeastern parts of Iowa, didn't do well with precipitation over the weekend, were left basically dry. Those areas will probably be back in the fields aggressively already today if they weren't that way already yesterday. And the temperatures over this next few days are going to be warmer than usual. We will start off with a near normal range of temperatures today with some chilliness out there across the region this morning, but we are not expecting to see that last for any period of length of time. We do have temperatures this morning that drop down into the middle and upper 30s in scattered locations across the heart of the Midwest. The Western Corn Belt is what I'm referring to here. There was a couple of locations that did manage to get down into some middle 30s, and maybe a little bit of soft frost might have developed, but it doesn't look like it had any big impact. And certainly crops are moving along in their development. It's becoming less and less of an issue, of course, at this point in time. We do expect to see the temperatures turn warmer. As we go forward through these next few days, those temperatures are going to rise above average. The specific temperature ranges out there today will be mostly 60s and 70s across the Midwest. That contrasts greatly from where we were on Friday and even on Saturday in some of the eastern Midwest locations where it was in the 80s across the region. A couple of extremes getting up close to 90 degrees before the frontal system moved through over the course of the weekend. But temperatures didn't get much warmer than the 50s and 60s in the upper parts of the Midwest over the course of the weekend, and we saw our first hard freezes during the weekend in the northwest and west central portions of the U.S. Great Plains. Temperatures got down to the teens in portions of Montana and western North Dakota. Well, in the meantime, back across the Midwest, we do expect the temperatures to be rebounding here this week, and the afternoon highs are going to be working their way back into the 70s and probably even some lower 80s as we get into the middle part of this week. The warmest weather will be in Kansas, Missouri, portions of the region to the east into parts of southern Ohio River Valley area, including portions of Kentucky. And the Delta and the southeastern states, as well as the southern plains, will be seeing quite a few 80s and lower 90s. But we don't expect much precipitation. The precipitation from the weekend storm is winding down this morning in the easternmost sections of the region. We don't expect to see any real meaningful rainfall through Wednesday. And even on Thursday and Friday, the precipitation that occurs is going to be mostly confined to the far westernmost parts of the Midwest. And that includes areas from Nebraska into the Dakotas and western Minnesota, where a quarter to a half inch of rain may occur. But no other area in the Midwest will see much precipitation before the weekend when that frontal system moves eastward. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 758 and three quarters, up 2 1/4. March, 757, up 1. December wheat, the soft variety, is 694. Now 93 and three quarters, down 1. March, 703 and three quarters, down 3/4. December corn is 446 and three quarters, down 2 1/2. July, 474 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. November soybeans, 1298 and a half, up 2. July, 1259 and three quarters, down 1. October soybean meal, 432.50, down 120. October soybean oil, 39.92, up 27. October live cattle, 128.05, up 17 and a half. October feeder cattle, 164.10, up 10, and October lean hogs, 91.75, they are up 15. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
This sort of trading up 2, down 2, up 1, down a quarter, harkens back to the days when I took over this chair 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, we used to have what we have in a daily range. In the last month, used to be a yearly range. And this back and forth muddling around, I think it's going to continue until we get more harvest data and until we get more USDA info out there. And that might not be for a couple months with the government closed.
So what are we hearing harvest? What can we be told anecdotally from your sources?
Better than expected everywhere, including the bad places, such as places in Iowa where they're supposed to have not very good crop. Better than expected, better than average. Here, same way, Illinois. Some people with record everything, especially as you go south. But even through here, guys thought they would have 130 bushel corn because of no rain in July and August. It's 190. Their bad stuff is above their normal yields, and lots of stuff over 200 on corn, lots of stuff over 60 on beans, including in areas where it was supposed to be a bad year.
So what are you advising people to do, those with storage? Let's start with those, folk who have on-farm storage.
I would be selling it out of the field, and if you want to replace it by calls, on-farm storage does cost you money, too, and where is it going to go to? I still think we haven't seen lows. We'll see late October, early November, maybe, just due to the lateness of harvest. And then after we see those lows, how much do we have to go up to make that storage worthwhile? I would be selling it out of the field, and if you want to, in 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 weeks, look at reowning it if you think that's what you want to do.
You would sell both corn and soybeans out of the field?
I would sell both, correct.
What do you think the downside risk then in these commodities are?
I think corn down to $4. I think beans down to $11.50 or less.
If the USDA, if the issues with the shutdown of government go on for a while, and I at the moment can't imagine them going on far beyond the 17th because of the debt ceiling issue. But if they were to go on for a while, what are the longer-term implications for no data from USDA?
I think it leaves a void for information for people to, you move the fence post from USDA over. It creates that problem, and then it creates a vacuum of information where there is none from a source that's supposedly unbiased, and we have people just get out of the market and stay out because they are jittery about what information is out there and who's putting it out. And so I think that's the biggest fear. But you also have it affecting all kinds of things, not just, not directly grains, but it affects financial markets, which affect grains. It affects the world market, which affects grains. So it's just a whole ball of wax.
Okay. Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.